Introducing two new and improved Jeremy's Razors. Fighting the left and building the future means constantly bringing your best, and that's exactly what Jeremy's Razors is doing. Choose between the new and improved Precision 5 Razor for an exceptionally smooth and close shave, or the brand new Sprint 3 Razor for a quick, clean shave. The new razors feature top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy an ergonomic handle designed for superior durability. The new coated stainless steel blades are sharper, so they last longer. Increased flexibility allows the razor to better contour to your face to reduce nicks and cuts. Plus, the lubricating strip is now equipped with argan oil and aloe. It's time to toss out that woke razor and get yourself a Precision 5 or Sprint 3 trial kit today. Pledge to fight the left and build a future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.
One of the best parts of my job is not only seeing leftists get triggered by everyday things like men and women's restrooms, but every now and then I get to be the object of this outrage every now and again. And well, maybe you might say like every single day. So today I want to put the anger of trans YouTuber Samantha Lux and Professor Dave on full display. Apparently I've said something that they or maybe them or whatever took issue with. Let's see.
What is this thing doing on the floor?
We don't have to worry about that. We're going to read the book now.
This man has never met a kid in his whole life. Never interacted with one child. He's like, I don't give a sit down. We're going to read the book. I'm here for half an hour and then I got to go. So sit down so I can film. Okay? Thank you, brat.
Now, I think the problem is that you've never been around a dad before, which maybe I would have already guessed. I'm around kids all the time because I have four of them. But I have by now developed a critical case of dad syndrome. And that means that I'm just snapping my fingers and I'm keeping people on task. That's what I do. I'm dad. You should see me during chore time every night in my house. You, get over there, pick up those shoes. You, come over, vacuum the rug. I don't even remember anybody's names anymore. That's another symptom of dad syndrome.
But Johnny's mom's phone said it's not just pretend. So she went on her phone and there are people telling her that this isn't pretend. He's really a walrus. Only a bigot would say that. How dare you offend? What's a bigot? Anybody know?
Kids are, I don't know how old these kids are. I'm not good at estimating age, but they don't know what you're talking about. You don't see their face? Did he run this past like an actual children's author and be like, read it to a kid and see what they thought before he published it? I think he just went for it. Of course they don't know what a bigot is. They're four. I mean, it does make sense that he would go for children because, you know, they have the same capacity for intellectual thought as him. Like, babe, if you're gonna write a children's book, write it for children. Write it using words that they understand and that they know and that you don't have to explain for them to understand what you're trying to say through your book.
First of all, don't call me babe. Second, did I run it by an actual children's author? Yes, I ran it by myself. And when myself came to myself and said, self, what do you think of this children's book idea? Myself responded, self, that's an exceptional idea. So I did get the go-ahead from an expert in the field of children's literature, if that matters to you. Now, Sam also says that some of these concepts are above a child's head. Yes, Sam, that's the point. Now you're getting it. If a silly story about a kid transitioning into a walrus is inevitably too weird and abstract for children, then what happens if we mix sex and gender into it? Does it suddenly become more appropriate for children? If a child, as you say, isn't even old enough to understand what a bigot is or to hear the word, then is he old enough to be introduced to a concept like transgenderism? If he can't understand bigots, can he understand what it means for a boy to have a girl mystically trapped inside him? If my book is above his head, what about a choice that will fundamentally change his life and alter him physically and biologically forever? Is that above his head too? What do you think? Connect the dots, Sam. You can do it. Our nation's authorities are now openly admitting to having completely missed the flashing red lights of inflation and this administration's failed economic policy. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen admitted that she was wrong about the path inflation would take. She said, quote, there have been unanticipated and large shocks to the economy that have boosted energy and food prices and supply bottlenecks that have affected our economy badly that at the time I didn't fully understand. Didn't fully understand, she says. Well, there you have it, straight from the horse's mouth. Now, I know you're worried about affording basic necessities in the months to come, food, gas, shelter, but she didn't know. It's not her fault. That's the excuse. It goes without saying that you can't trust the so-called authorities on economic policy, which is why you should invest at least some of your money in gold and silver with Birch Gold Group. Protect your savings from a highly turbulent economy by diversifying your 401k or IRA into physical gold. It's not too late for you to take action now. Text Walsh to 989898 and get a free info kit on diversifying and protecting your savings with precious metals. Birch Gold Group has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, countless five-star reviews, and thousands of satisfied customers. Text
Walsh to 989898 and get real advice from Birch Gold today. Again, text Walsh to 989898 to claim your free, no obligation info kit on protecting your savings with gold. All right, those were a few points. They weren't particularly decent or well thought out, but they were points nevertheless. So let's check in with Professor Dave.
The unfortunate linguistic coincidence is that we use terms like man and woman or male and female in describing both of these phenomena. That is where the confusion arises, when people insist that one term must encapsulate both phenomena at once. So when someone asks, what is a woman, expecting to get a very simple answer that children can understand, they are sorely mistaken. The answer requires a discussion of genetics and neurochemistry.
Well, I'm sorry you find it offensive, Dave, but yes, I do deny the concept of gender as it was conceived by John Money. You accept that concept as gospel. You're offended that anybody disagrees with it. That's your problem. Meanwhile, you say that the definition of the word woman is complicated, but please note that it's complicated is not a definition. So you still haven't defined it. I never insisted on a simple definition. I simply insist on a definition, any kind of definition, some sort of meaning. You can give me a complicated one. That's fine. Go ahead. Try me. Give me a complicated definition. I'm perfectly fine with that. But you must have some definition, whereas you provide none at all. See, this is a major problem for you, Dave, and let me try to explain why. It's a problem because, and listen closely, you are using the word. Do you see why that's an issue? You say the word woman is complicated and apparently ambiguous and hard to understand, yet you use it. You refer to women. You talk about women. I bet you'd even say that you believe in women's rights. Would you say that? I bet you would. This must mean that you have some solid, comprehensible idea of what a woman is, yet you never explain that idea. That's a very big problem for you, Dave. You're using a word that you cannot or will not define, which means either that you're hopelessly confused and we should dismiss you and your arguments for that reason, or you're evasive and disingenuous and we should dismiss you and your arguments for that reason. Either way, you and your arguments are in really bad shape right now.
Now, as promised, with the indictment of conservatives complete, I turn to liberals and the missteps they are enacting that are preventing resolution. Number one, please stop saying things like gender is a social construct. No, it is not. It is a biological construct. Society can't turn you trans any more than it can turn you gay. Gender is determined biologically.
His indictment of conservatives was complete without ever approaching the vicinity of any one of our actual arguments. And then he turns to criticize liberals to prove how fair and objective he is by slamming them for not being liberal enough. He also says that society can't turn you trans, totally ignoring the fact that in our society currently, and only in our society, only in the West, there has been a many-fold increase in trans identification. If that's not society turning people trans, what is it, Dave? Now, I don't know what you'd say to that because, as always, and like literally every other gender ideologue I've ever spoken to, and I guarantee I've spoken personally to many more people on your side than you've spoken to on my side, but like all of them, you don't attempt to grapple with any of the logical inconsistencies of your position. But I ask again anyway, if society can't turn you trans, why are we experiencing an unprecedented skyrocketing rise in trans identifications? If you say that there have always been this many trans people, but they were all in the closet, you'll then have to explain why there was never, ever, at any point, ever, a mass epidemic of people committing suicide because they were not affirmed in their gender identity. After all, a staple doctrine on the left is that lack of affirmation is dangerous because it causes suicide. Well, then why was that never happening back when there were millions and millions of supposed unaffirmed trans people? Indeed, why is the suicide epidemic happening now when trans people are so affirmed? Here's my answer. Gender ideology is a modern Western social construct that didn't exist until it was invented by psychoanalytical quacks and then parroted mindlessly by people like you. Further, while pretending that it affirms and nurtures people, it actually leads them into self-destruction and despair. The evidence bears that out. The evidence is entirely on my side, in fact, and not at all on your side, because on this topic, you are wrong about nearly everything, and your underlying claims are so nonsensical and incoherent that you can't begin to explain them or defend them, and that's why you don't even try. Now, of course, there was a time when anyone with the first name Professor was thought to possess superior intellect, or at least some kind of intellect, a studious,
type with, you know, thoughts and opinions designed to shape the world into a better place. Fast forward a couple of years, and that has devolved into Professor Dave. So before you send your kids off to college, remember that they'll be in the hands of people like Professor Dave. I didn't mean to end this video on such a scary thought, but it is worth noting.